Welcome to Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. If this is your first time to the show, thanks so much for joining. And as always, thanks to those who keep coming back for more. I appreciate you very much. Have you ever taken a trip and not planned how to get there, or even plan anything that when you got there, you had something to do? Have you ever played on a sports team with no coach or strategy? Have you ever been part of a project with no project manager or some sort of direction? Have you ever had a midterm or a final and you didn't study or become part of a study group? If not, why? If so, why would it be any different when planning for life's challenges and goals? In this episode of Challenge Accepted, we'll dive into the crucial role that effective planning plays in overcoming challenges and successfully reaching our goals. We'll explore how strategic planning can pave the way for success, help us stay focused, and navigate obstacles with purpose, with intent, with relentlessness, and resilience. Are you ready? I am. I'm Jonah. I'm your person. Let's get to it. The power of planning to overcome challenges and achieving goals has to be interconnected. Otherwise, there is more room for error. There is also more room for unnecessary stress and tension, and there tends to be more room for interruption, and ultimately, not getting to where we want and need to go. I wanted to start with that statement as a means to emphasize that this topic is extremely critical for taking on a challenge-accepted mentality and approach. Planning is more than just making a to-do list. I'll admit I'm very guilty of making to-do lists and having lots and lots of post-it notes, but I have gotten a lot better that since you know, realizing that there's all these sorts of ways to organize, and some of these things even put more time in my life to do other things like doing this podcast. It really is about setting clear objectives and creating a path to achieve them and anticipating obstacles along the way. By having a well thought out plan, we can navigate through challenges with ease and increase our chances of success. I'm going to give a list of 20 areas to focus on. I know that seems like a lot, but remember, if you want to write all of this down, you can pause the episode and write it down and rewind and do the same thing until you get it all down. Also, I'm going to put this list on my YouTube channel in a video that I will be making very soon that coincides with this episode. And I will put that list in the description box so you can cut that and paste that, put it in your phone, whatever helps you to remember these things along your journey. The other thing I want to say just real quick, is that I'll share with you the focus point, and then I will give a bullet statement. I'm not going to go into full description. And you'll understand why as we get through all 20. So here we go. Number one, define clear goals. Clearly articulate your short-term and long-term objectives. Number two, break down the goals. Divide larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks. Something I like to say like baby steps. Prioritize. Identify and focus on the most impactful tasks first. I mentioned in a previous episode, WIGs, or wildly important goals, where we all know that everything's important, but what is wildly important? And so that's what this one is trying to portray. Number four, time management. Allocate specific time slots for tasks to enhance productivity. Something that has worked for me in the last year and a half, 2 years, has been time blocking. And basically it's carving out time on your calendar to say, for instance, 1 hour I'm going to mow the lawn. And unless there's a 911 emergency, that's what you do. You just decide to do it. And the more you do that, the better you become and the more accomplished you feel and so on and so forth. And there's a whole bunch of positive things that come from that. Number five, seek feedback. Regularly assess your progress and adjust your plan accordingly. Number six, stay adaptable. Be open to adjusting your plan as circumstances change. It could be somebody that enters into your life who's got a really good idea that can enhance yours, or you hit a roadblock, you need to go around rather than try to climb above. I mean, you have to stay adaptable. Develop resilience, that's number seven. Embrace setbacks as opportunities for growth. What that sentence just said basically is the challenge accepted mindset. So that's another really important one there. Number eight, continuous learning. Invest in ongoing education and skill development. Anybody that tells you that they're done learning is probably lying to you. We're going to learn until we can learn no more, until we're no longer on this planet. Number nine, build a support system. Surround yourself with positive and supportive individuals. That doesn't mean that they're going to tell you everything you want to hear. As a matter of fact, you're going to need to tell them that when there is something awkward for you to have to hear, it's still important for them, as a person that cares about you, supports you, to share that with you in a way in which you can receive it without getting overly defensive or unreasonably defensive. 10, embrace change. View change as a natural part of growth and development. Look, I can say all sorts of things about that, but I think the episode would go too long, so I'm just going to continue. Number 11, mindfulness practices. Incorporate mindfulness to manage stress and enhance focus. That could be working out at the gym. That could be meditating. That could be journaling. It's just a whole bunch of things, whatever works for you. Music, and so on. Number 12. Healthy lifestyles. Prioritize physical well-being through exercise and balanced nutrition. That's probably the biggest one for me that I need to continue to work on, as I've shared with you guys in the past. Number 13, financial planning. Manage finances wisely to support your goals. There are going to be some things that don't require money per se, but there might be some things that you need to get started. And so, you know, be purposeful and deliberate about that particular one. Many people we know, and you yourself have probably experienced, you know, when we made a poor choice in something we purchased. And so we just have to get better and better at it. Number 14, networking. Connect with like-minded individuals for mutual support and collaboration. Now, once again, that doesn't mean that you're all going to think exactly the same, and nor should you seek that. You should find people who are reasonable, who are realistic, that you can, like I say, like-minded, but that are going to challenge you, and you should challenge them. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate incremental achievements. I cannot stress this enough. So many of us have this big, huge project, and until we get to the very end, we're not going to celebrate. Or perhaps you know somebody that's like that. I know I have. You have to celebrate the baby steps. You have to set milestones along the way. I mean, unless it's just a, you know, one activity goal and you get it done, but even then you should celebrate. So do not forget the incremental achievements. Number 16, cultivate a positive mindset. Foster optimism and view challenges as opportunities. Number 16 is the definition of challenge accepted. It is a mindset. I mean, you can choose negativity if you want and decide that that's what you're going to do and be. And don't get me wrong, I know it's easier said than done at times. But most times, we need to practice and get better at that. So that way, that's how we take on our goals and the things that are plaguing us. Number 17, create a vision board. Visualize your goals through images and affirmations. It could be a whiteboard, it could be a corkboard, it could be in your mind, but create that vision. Number 18. I don't know if I said creative vision board was number 17, but it was number 17. Number 18, regular reflection. Reflect on your journey to gain insights and adjust your approach. That can be considered strategic planning, but it's a constant, right? There are things that are in motion and they're not going to stop. And so we need to keep up with those things that are happening. And so reflecting upon and looking back and going, okay, this is where I started. This is where I was. This is where I wanted to be. I've crossed that finish line and now I'm moving forward. And so keeping those things sharp, I'd like to call it my mental stock and inventory that I can go back into and make good decisions based on those experiences. So staying sharp on that and, you know, often reflecting upon it and keeping it nice and fresh is always going to be a benefit to you when goal planning, setting plans, and so forth. Number 19, set boundaries. Establish healthy limits to maintain work-life balance. Now, the work-life balance sort of mantra, I'm in this phase right now where I'm adjusting my thinking that it's not work-life balance because that somehow implies that there's competition between the two. Now, it could be semantics that I'm going off on this tangent, but once again, I'm struggling with, well, work-life balance because yes, we must give and take in order to pay the bills and, you know, invest or whatever you want to do with the money, with making sure that, you know, you're doing your job and, but you're not overwhelmed. It probably happens to all of us, but be mindful about it, being focused and purposeful about how you're not going to let work overtake your life is super important and a plan in and of itself. So keep that in mind, set boundaries. Number 20, last but not least, contribute to others. Find ways to give back and make a positive impact on others. You know, I thought about this for a minute and I thought to myself, can a person so down on their luck that they have no money whatsoever, but there's somebody who is hurting for a drink of water and I have some and I still share it? And in all sorts of other scenarios, is how is it that we can either give back or impact others positively, telling our own story? And that's part of the reason why I started this podcast, is to contribute to others in another way. I do other things on the side, but that's important to me. And I think it's important to the sort of the realm of your plan. Consider it. That's all I ask, is that you consider it. See, that wasn't so bad, right? I tend to talk a lot. So if you wanted to fast forward, you can fast forward. But I want to pretty much give you all my thoughts. And I know sometimes every once in a while, the episodes run a little bit long. And I'm trying to keep them to a place. However, if there's something to be said, I'm going to take the chance that you're going to listen all the way through. All right, enough rambling. Now, moving right along, there is more to discuss and share with you. I want to share some common challenges people face when they lack a solid plan. Number one, lack of direction. Without a solid plan, people may feel lost and unsure of what steps to take to achieve their goals. Number two, procrastination. Gosh, that's like been the biggest bane of my existence for a good part of my life. Without a clear plan in place, people may struggle to prioritize tasks and may end up putting off important actions. Number three, lack of motivation. A lack of a plan can lead to feelings of uncertainty and lack of motivation, making it difficult to stay focused and committed to achieving success. Number four, poor time management. Without a plan in place, people may struggle to allocate their time effectively and may end up wasting time on unproductive tasks. That would have been me for a long time. And I mean, I cannot stress enough the concept of time blocking. I mentioned it earlier in the podcast. I highly encourage all of you to look up, even if you don't have a problem with time management, is to look up time blocking on YouTube. And you'll find a handful of videos, not a ton, but, and then try it. I've gotten a lot of time back in my life as a result of that. Number five, overwhelmed. A lack of a plan can lead to feeling overwhelmed by the challenges ahead, making it difficult to break down goals into manageable steps. Number 6, inconsistent progress. Without a solid plan, people may struggle to maintain consistency in their efforts, and that could lead to erratic progress towards their goals. Again, inconsistent progress. Number 7, lack of accountability. Without a plan to hold themselves accountable, people may find it easier to make excuses and avoid taking responsibility for their actions. Fear of failure for number 8. Without a clear plan in place, people may be susceptible to fears of failure, which can hold them back from taking risks and pursuing their goals. Number 9, difficulty measuring success. Without a plan, it can be challenging to track progress and measure success, and that makes it harder to stay motivated and focused on achieving goals. Think about this, and I used this analogy in a previous show. Think about this. You've got a sports team competing with another sports team. 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a scoreboard, and that contains a lot of the different things happening in that moment. Maybe some other statistics that have happened in the past, but there's something, there's a scoreboard. It monitors progress. If you don't have a plan to measure your success, then you're not going to see, as some would say, the fruits of your labor. So you're not going to be able to celebrate and all the things that come along with not having that as part of your plan. So that's a big deal. Missed opportunities for number 10. Without a plan to guide their actions, people may miss out on potential opportunities for growth and success, as they may not be actively seeking out new possibilities. But nonetheless, if a person is not focused on these sorts of things, then, you know, perhaps you could have networked with somebody, or you decided to turn down a lunch or something like that. And so therefore, these missed opportunities cause a ding, if you will, into the process. So I know that's a lot of information, and well, life tends to be a lot of something. So why not match that and stay ahead of what life is throwing your way by having a solid plan that you can be proud of, that you can say, challenge accepted. I wrote this plan. It's my plan. I'm going to achieve this plan, and just do your best at doing it. Remember, you cannot do this for perfection. I mean, certainly you can try, but that's not sustainable. If you get between good and great, and you have that solid plan, then you're setting yourself up for success. I believe in you. I believe in myself to do something like this as well. You can do this. One of the key benefits of planning is that it helps us stay organized and focused. When we have a plan in place, we know exactly what needs to be done and when. This clarity allows us to prioritize our tasks and allocate our time and resources effectively. Otherwise, what ends up happening is there's a lot of waste, wasted time, wasted energy, wasted money, and so forth. Now, another advantage of planning is that it helps us anticipate potential roadblocks and come up with solutions in advance. By thinking ahead, we can avoid being caught off guard and have a backup plan in place to tackle any obstacle that may arise. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be, you know, we're going to be able to hit every one, but with having a plan in place, it minimizes the risks of not being able to handle a crisis or something else. Moreover, planning can also help us stay motivated and accountable. When we have a clear roadmap towards our goals, it is easier to stay on track and measure our progress, as mentioned above. Now, celebrating small wins along the way can boost our morale and keep us motivated to continue pushing towards our ultimate goal. Of course, some of this sounds redundant, but I wanted to kind of explain it a little bit with some more detail, so you may hear some additional redundancy. Of course, in addition, planning allows us to be proactive rather than reactive. That can be super stressful. I know that probably most of you listening have been in that predicament of being reactive, and it just creates all sorts of problems, stress and unneeded anxiety and so forth. So instead of scrambling to deal with an unexpected challenge, we can take a strategic approach and stay one step ahead. This proactive mindset not only helps us overcome obstacles, but more effectively, but also it allows us to seize opportunities as they arise. So, whether you are working towards a career goal, starting a new project, or trying to improve your personal life, remember that planning is key to success. And by taking the time to map out your path and anticipate challenges, you can overcome any obstacles that come your way and achieve your dreams, overcome challenges, get to those goals, finish that chapter, win that race, whatever it might be. When this type of plan is in place, it is easier to choose the behavior, challenge accepted, because you have all of these pieces of the puzzle where they need to be, and there's that one lost piece of the puzzle, and that is making a decision based on all of these choices of challenge accepted. I want to thank you for tuning into today's episode on the importance of planning. I hope that you found it insightful and maybe inspiring. Remember, with a clear path in place and a clear plan right beside it, you can conquer any challenge and reach your goals. As always, if you want to support the show in any way, please follow, like, subscribe, share, and or rate directly on your favorite podcast channel, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and so forth, and on all my social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I know you have a life, so you don't need to do all of that. But if you wanted to, I'm there. You can also like episodes or videos on my new YouTube channel. And you can find all of these sites as well as the podcast on your favorite podcast channel by searching the whole name of the show and on YouTube, Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. Well, here we are at the end of the show. If or when you're faced with adversity, when you want more, when you're faced with so many decisions, when you have an uphill battle, how are you going to plan to succeed? What are you going to do? How will you stay sharp? What will you choose? What will you decide? Will you crumble under pressure? Will you cave to the naysayers? Or will you choose negativity? Or will you say, challenge accepted? I've got this. I want this. I will do this with a solid plan of attack. My message to you, my friend, is you've got this. You've got this. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself and make it happen. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Have a great week.